Federal law bars many immigrants on visas and green cards from getting Medicaid for their first 5 years in the country. States can choose to allow people to opt out of this waiting period when they're pregnant, but many states have not done so. One of them is Iowa. As Natalie Krebs of Iowa Public Radio reports, this leaves many immigrants with few options for affordable prenatal care.
Earlier this year, two pregnant women who had recently arrived from Myanmar showed up at Abigail Swee's home in Des Moines, Iowa. They needed help finding prenatal care. Swee works for Embark, an Iowa-based nonprofit that supports immigrants. She figured she could help these women navigate the healthcare system.
Because I have been working with Embark for 8 years, I thought, oh, maybe I can advocate, you know, because people might listen. I thought my voice will be heard by people, but not in reality, it's not at all.
Even though the women had visas and were low income, they weren't eligible for Medicaid because of their immigration status. And without Medicaid, the women had few options. They couldn't get immediate health coverage through their husband's employers, and the Affordable Care Act marketplace plans, even with subsidies, were too expensive. Swee says one of the women didn't receive any prenatal care during her first and second trimesters while she tried to figure out her options. When she finally went in, she faced a steep medical bill.
So she's already 8 months, right? But then she still has to pay for her first, I think around $1,000, and then she just pay it.
In 1996, Congress passed the Welfare Reform Act, which included the provision that barred many visa and green card holding immigrants from getting public assistance for their first 5 years in the country, or until they got citizenship.
Really, the only rationale that I've seen for it was to try to generate some savings.
That's Kelly Whitener, a professor of public policy at Georgetown University. She says the feds tweaked that policy just over a decade ago to allow states to exempt immigrants from this years-long waiting period to get Medicaid during pregnancy. 24 states have adopted this exception. Others cover this group under state programs. But some, like Iowa, don't offer affected immigrants any kind of relief from this ban. Whitener says this has just made the system even more confusing and inequitable for pregnant immigrants.
They're missing out on health care, which means missing out on visits, also means exposing families to really high medical bills and, you know, financial insecurity.
So we do have a small fetal monitor. So if we have some high-risk patients who do need extra monitoring.
Dr. Elka Walter volunteers at the Free Medical Clinic in Iowa City. Iowa is one of the states that requires pregnant immigrants to adhere to the waiting period before getting Medicaid. But Walter says they've come up with a way to operate within the state's current system, and it's a complicated patchwork. The free clinic will see patients until they're about 20 weeks pregnant. Then they'll help them apply for Medicaid, which automatically gives them 60 days of, quote, presumptive coverage before their applications are ultimately denied. Walter says they can use this window to get care at larger, more well-equipped clinics.
And then try and get as much of their important prenatal care done, lab tests, blood type and screen, their growth and anatomy ultrasound if they need any consults with any specialists.
Then they come back to the free clinic for the rest of their pregnancy care. This approach worked for Ruth Mungabu. She immigrated from the Democratic Republic of the Congo on a diversity visa, and it gave birth to two of her children in Iowa.
Les soins médicaux, c'est très bien.
The medical care, it's very good, she says in her native French, though both of Mungabu's pregnancies were uncomplicated. Walter, the doctor at the free clinic, says it's even more challenging for patients with high-risk pregnancies that need additional care, like expensive tests or ultrasounds, on equipment the clinic doesn't have. She says they monitor and care for these patients the best they can, with the resources they have. For Here and Now, I'm Natalie Krebs.
Natalie's story comes to us from Side Effects Public Media, a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health.